Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Vav, Zvachim 96b, pagination is 192. We'll start with the Mishnah, which is three lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Bishel mitechilas horegel, yivashebo kol horegel. If you cooked in a pot in the Beis HaMikdash in the beginning of the holiday, you're allowed to continue cooking in it throughout the holiday, and we do not require the special merika ushtifa, the special washing or cleansing or boiling of the inside of the pot and the washing of its exterior. We do not require that during the regel, during the holiday. Somehow that law is relaxed during the holiday, according to Reb Tarfon, v'chachamim omrim adzman achila. And the chachamim say that that process does have to be done, and your only leniency is, while it has not yet expired, the pot can continue to be used. But once it expires, adzman achila, until the time that it is able to be eaten, that's how long you have until that process must be done. The Mishnah continues, Merika u'shetifa. These two words, Merika and Shtifa. So Merika is kimerika sakos. The Merika process is the way a kos is rinsed out. It's talking about the inside of the vessel. U'shetifa, and this other word is kishtifas hakos, the way the external part of the vessel is rinsed off. Rashi says it's referring to a kos shel bracha, a cup that's going to be used for blessing, and it has to be washed out inside and outside, and that's mrika and shtifa in terms of internal and external. Merika, the note on the side adds the words bechamin. Merika is going to be done with hot water because it's going to be purging the tastes which got absorbed when things were cooked in the pot. So you similarly put water in the pot and you boil it up, and that draws out those tastes. Ushtifa, and that rinsing on the outside, is bitzonein, is with cold water, and that's why we translate merika as purging, indicating hot water, and shtifa as rinsing, indicating cold water. Regarding the law of rinsing a kos shel bracha, a kos before it's used, so there is discussion in our time if something was totally clean and kept in a break front, and there's nothing to rinse, it's clean. So there's such a discussion whether we need to be quite as diligent as the halacha describes in previous generations. And we still have an issue of dust, whatever. But that's the concept in terms of the reference. Just as the kos shel bracha is washed inside and outside, so too you have merika and shtifa. Moving on to the top of the next page, Hashfud v'ho'askala, if you have the spit and the grill, Mag'ilon b'chamin, that should be done, seemingly we would translate, with hagola, with hot water. And this is, of course, surprising, because we know that things that are used for roasting or grilling without a water medium, like cooking, if something is fried as well in just greased but not deep fried, so there's no liquid medium of significance, and it would need a higher level of kashering. It would need the blowtorch, the open flame, the self-clean oven type of concept, very high heat. A simple water hagala is not going to do it. So this Mishnah is actually surprising. Why are you telling me that the spit and the grill can simply be boiled, hagala, And Rashi tells us that this question will be asked, or is asked, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Halibun ba'i, Rashi quotes on the top line onto the second line. And just to give one answer, as the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav develops it, the Gemara gives an answer from Rav Sheshes that if something is Isura Bala, it absorbed it as a prohibited taste, then indeed it's going to require the high level of Libun. But over here, it was Hetera Bala, it absorbed it as a kosher taste. And therefore, Rav Sheshes holds that the Mishnah is accurate in telling you that it only requires Hagala, because over here, all of these karbanos are absorbing while the karban is still active and edible. So that's Hetera Bala, that's a permitted taste that's being absorbed, and it does not require, after it got bad, it does not require, according to Rav Sheshes, the higher level, and Hagala suffices. Now, we had a comment, a ruling, in the beginning of the Mishnah from Reb Tarfon, that you do not have to do Merika and Shtifa the way you normally do when a carbon expires. During the regel, during the holiday, you don't have to do that. So the question is, of course, why not? So the first approach is that it's a Gezeiras HaKosuv. My time at the Reb Tarfon, what is his reason? The Omar Kro, it's based on a pasuk, Fanisa Vaboker, you're going to take leave in the morning, Ve'alachta La'ohalecha, and that taking leave is referring to at the end of the holiday. HaKosuv Asol Lukulan Boker Echad, when it says in the morning, it's letting you know that the entire holiday is considered one day, one morning, one holiday, and if it's considered one day, then even though halachically it's expired, but regarding this halacha of Merika and Shtifa, you just join the days, and the Merika and Shtifa is not imposed. Maskev lo ravachad voi bar ami, the question was asked, v'chein pigu boregel, you just did away with the concept that the next day is a different day. If a person had in mind that he's going to eat the karban on the wrong day, pigul, you're telling me that this doesn't apply on regal because it's all like one big day? Ve'inosa beregal, and if you left something over from one day to the next, it doesn't become pasul invalid? It's all one day. Is that what your Gezeiras HaKosuv is teaching you? And if you want to tell me that's true, Reb Tarfon's ruling was isolated to this particular case of Merika and Shtifa, the purging and the washing. And that's where he said his halacha. So to make a Gezeiras HaKosuv that it's all one day, that's a very bold thing, and that's not in keeping with the tradition of what Reb Tarfon was saying, that his ruling was isolated to Merika and Shtifa, Ela k'derav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. The explanation is as follows. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua kol yom v'yom nasa gil l'chaveiro. His opinion is that every day as they cooked, it would kasher from the previous day. And that's a little sophisticated. Rashi explains, it's talking about the carbon shlamim that has a two-day allotted amount of time. But in any case, whatever the sophistication is, the basic concept of Rav Tarfon is that normally we would require a full-fledged kashering each day. Over here by the rego, by the holiday, there's a special leniency that the rabbis allowed. And since this cooking one day to the next is biblically sufficient to be considered kashering, they accepted it during the rega when it was so busy and it was hard to impose the rabbinically required kashering. And Reb Tarfon goes with the leniency to allow this during the holiday, whereas the rabbis, the chachamim, as we saw in the Mishnah, continue to impose the regular regulations that are required even during the holiday. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.